Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services. Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence in You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Graziella Hall. And we're in the middle of the Christina Liu Show, and it was a phenomenal day. I just want to remind everybody again that this Sunday, June 23rd, is the Pride Parade in Long Beach, and it starts at 12. There's probably stuff going on. It's a whole day event, but there is a parade that starts around 12. Many organizations are participating in it. And actually, it's funny because Julie was here earlier, and she represents the transgender community. And just recently, legislation has gone through that the governor has signed some and will be signing others in reference to, and I don't know if the word acceptance of transgender, but whatever it is, doing the right thing with the transgender community. And it's interesting because a poll was done, and this is a national poll, that 64% of men are in agreement with the acceptance and acknowledgement of transgender people, and 79% of women, which is that's tremendous. I thought that the male figure would have been much, much lower, but it's 79% of women are in agreement. But you haven't been around that much, Graziella. So 79% is also at 79 days since Christina Liu's birthday. Wow. But that's a real statistic. Yeah. I love Google.
I know. Yeah, right? See? It just shows you the beauty of technology.
Sean gets in, he goes, I can't believe it. That's what she did on purpose.
I didn't get the number. I was going to do it. Victoria always has the number
that's
for
right.
anybody.
That's right. She's good.
It's good.
It's a team effort. I like it. There we go. So now I got to write that one down. There we go. But I know I'm very upset I can't go to the parade because I'll be going to see the Cher show. Yes, I got it from Mother's Day.
I think I want to go to that.
My mom from Mother's Day. I'm going with Barbara Sunday to a matinee. So.
You will really enjoy it.
Yeah, because my mom really wanted to see it. So I was like, all right. I was like, I'm going to get her.
And one of the performers, Stephanie Block, got the Tony for that show.
Oh, cool.
Right, that I knew. Wow. Right. Yeah. So I assume she's the main Cher in the... I'm assuming that the main Cher in that show is the current Cher. Then they had the one when she was with Sonny. And then she had the one when she did her talk shows, I think. So like regular dresses. So that's my guess.
It's sort of like that. They all have a pretty much the same.
Oh, they do have the same?
Same amount of time on stage. But Stephanie is really exceptional.
I'm so excited. Cool. Good. I'm looking forward to it.
You like Cher?
Yeah.
Well, I do personally like Cher.
Yeah, and my mom liked it, so I was like, all right.
And your mom does? And then I'm going to tell you, because there's a Cher impersonator on Long Island that Steph and I were going to go to 2 weeks ago at the Miller Ridge Inn.
I was just at the Miller Ridge Inn for Father's Day.
A dinner Cher thing was $50. So I said, you want to go? Anyway, that night I said, is it 6:30 or 7? Because I said 6:30 dinner starts. She said, what are you coming to? I said, the Cher show. She said, it's sold out. To be sold out for $250, woman has to be pretty good. She says, we do them all the time. So next time I'll let you know. I said, for dinner, and because they had some pictures of her in the real crazy Cher outfits.
Oh, that's so fun.
And so anyway, that's just
cool.
We'll keep an eye on that if you want to go sometime.
I like it. Very exciting.
But your mom and you will have a wonderful day.
That's what we'll be doing on Sunday, so I can't go to the parade, which I'm bummed about. But I'm excited to go with my mom.
Oh, it'll be a good day.
Yeah, we both need it. But anyway, back to the fabulous town North Hempstead things going on.
Now, did they have a Tom Jones that Jay and your father could go to?
That would be a sight to say. Listen, my dad might be down. I don't know about poor Jay. Speaking of the Millard Inn, we did go there for Father's Day. They had a wonderful event there. It was a little, they had a barbecue, and they had this great cover band.
Okay.
So my family would just, you could put us just in music. And of course, my dad's, after a few drinks, slipping, money to put his request in. So that in itself was amusing for Father's Day. So he got his, my dad was born in the 60s, but his musical taste is like from the 50s. So it's interesting.
Okay.
my mom's more of the rock and roll. We're not exactly sure where my dad came from. But He's a, you know,
but he has
he's
a good rare time. Breed.
Yes, he had the time of his life, and I just love Arizona's little girl, the Millard, and because I like the little shops.
Oh yeah,
Has always
Christmas.
Been
it's
thing.
Wonderful.
It's just, and
Easter,
I love it.
Easter Sunday.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
The bunnies and stuff.
Yes.
I remember bringing our daughter there.
It really, and you know, with all the, it's so great, you know, to bring because I bring a lot of my friends' kids there because you know you don't have to pay, and there's you know animals right. everywhere. I mean, we saw this beautiful peacock. I mean, we were all you know, and we were older, and we were excited to see these things. But the little shops are the cutest. You know, you give me a little shop. And at a little bakery, I'm good to go. I'm good to go for the rest of the day. So check that out. You know, if you're looking for free things to do, that's certainly something.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I recommend people can go walk around there. And they're always doing really interesting events, as you know. But in North Hempstead, the next What to Know Before Buying or Selling a Home program will be on Thursday, June 20th at 7 p.m. over at Manhasset Public Library.
Oh, okay.
So
okay.
That is certainly something I think people should check out. And you could always call 311 for any of that information. And John, you had missed actually last week because you had to leave early. So it was Otto and I who had
to. Right.
But we were very excited to discuss the Quail Hatch of 2019 is back, you know, in action. The town will hatch about 36 quails. And stream it. They did that actually on June 1st. So now the quails are born and hopefully will bring down this tick population that is certainly something that is terrifying. And we had mentioned also a couple of weeks ago, Rebecca was filling in for you, John, and we had Dr. Levy on who struggled with
Lyme.
You told
me that was good.
Oh, it was quite the show. I really recommend people tune in. I really wish we had recorded like what happened
in between.
The middle,
oh, yeah,
there?
Yeah. Because
that's where the real...
I was with her once, and in between,
where,
like, oh, my God.
That's where the real gems were, and she's married, recently married.
No!
Yes, so... yes. So we'll give a shout-out to Dr. Levy out there, because she is recently married and lovely as ever, so she's one of my favorites. But she struggled with Lyme disease, and her story, I mean, it was so... it blew my mind, you know, because it was for... You know, and she's... If anyone knows her, she's an extremely vibrant woman. And the fact is, you know, she was diagnosed with this Lyme, and she never saw a tick bite. So they didn't know what was, she didn't see a tick in her, so that she didn't know. So there was all these trials, you know, for like, it was 3 to 4 years ago, trying to figure out what to give her. She was treated with malaria medication. I mean, it was all these different things, and she was in a wheelchair. And just hearing her story was just terrifying. She brought on, and this is why I say our co-hosts are the best when they bring me different suggestions and guests, because we had on the center that she went to for Lyme disease, the Morrison Center, that helped treat her and really changed her life and got her back. And he was absolutely incredible. And I wanted to share his golden nuggets because he was filled with golden nuggets. I called my husband right after because they were so great. You know, he was saying, if you suspect you were out exposed to ticks, what to do with your clothing? What would you think to do with your clothing when you came back?
Put it in the washing machine.
No, you have to put it in the dryer.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
First, because they like soapy water, the ticks.
Wow.
Yep. Which I did, because I think about that. Every time I have a clothes, I like throw it in the laundry, you know.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
But no, put it, it's like, you know, like when there's bed bugs, because the heat will kill them,
that
and then wash it.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Then the lint roller,
yes,
too.
And then it was always carry a lint roller.
They'll actually stick to the clothes.
Lint roller.
Yep.
I didn't know.
Pick up yeah.
Ticks.
And, you put on your animals, too. That was like, really.
Oh, I forget the animals.
And eucalyptus oil, they said, is a deterrent. And he really, it was just amazing, because through, you know, alternative medicine, that's what helped her, you know, get back to the road of recovery.
Wow.
But it was really a great show. So that was a couple of weeks ago.
Fantastic.
And I really think people should tune into that, because then we had a doctor on who was also from the tinnitus center. Yeah.
Tinnitus.
Because she got that
because
of the Lyme disease.
Right.
So that was something that she struggles with. But they really, they were both just amazing guests. And I think that you could always listen to any of our shows at the Project Independence website. You could type in a keyword right in the search bar and then pull up. So if you type in Lyme disease, it'll pop up. With
oh, really?
Segment. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's been, that's something new?
No, it's been like for a little bit. But, I, you know, it has to be like what the subject is. You know, so the subject of that was called Lyme disease. So the fact that it typed in Lyme disease.
Preventing dehydration in seniors. I'm typing
that in. Yeah, so if you type
that
in, right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it'll pop up, you know, indirectly, because it's certainly really good information, you know, and I loved like walking away from that. And I felt so great when I had the weekend. I was like telling everyone little tips. I was like,
I have
some facts for
you guys.
Well,
that's a phenomenal thing about this show. Yeah. It's a learning experience. It really
absolutely.
Is, no question.
But, you know, North Hempstead is doing this quails, so hopefully this will help fight the...
And where are they releasing them?
So they're going to be releasing them at the beach, you know, at North Hempstead Beach Park. And I think they also do it at a couple of the parks as well. I'm not sure exactly where the parks are, but I think it's like on like anything that has like a trail kind of thing. But it's really important. So
no, I'm agreeing with
you. I think it's cool, and we always, you know, love when the little quails. I have to actually look back and see the quails being hatched because I've yet to actually watch it on North Hempstead TV. So I'm gonna have to do that when I get back to the office. As I had said, we are running out of time rapidly, but there are so many summer concerts at Clark Botanic Garden, at CGM, at Mary J. Davies, and at North Hempstead Beach Park. So we will stay tuned for those. Next week, we will go over that.
Perfect. We're out of time. This was a great, great show. Good luck to Graziella this afternoon.
That's right.
Thank you.
We're going to have exciting news, hopefully, in a couple of
weeks.
Fingers
crossed.
That's right.
And you've been listening to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. We'll be here next week.